Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Courtney. I'm calling on a recorded line and I'm calling in regards to the Roundup lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Was it you who placed the inquiry about the lawsuit?
I think so, yes.
Okay, and was it you who was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so did you want to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit?
Sure.
Okay. I mean, you do not have an attorney at this time?
Oh, no.
Okay. So you are willing to firm under penalty of having sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or signed any documents, correct?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay. Do you know the subtype of your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma by chance, sir?
No, I don't. I'd have to get
Okay.
my information from my oncologist.
Okay. When were you, and you haven't had any other diagnosis other than the non-Hodgkin's diagnosis, correct?
Yes, I have. I've got prostate cancer as well.
Okay. And when was your
Diagnosis.
yeah, but I'm saying is you don't have another non-Hodgkin's diagnosis is what I mean. It's just the one.
It's just the one non-Hodgkin's, yes.
Yeah, okay. When was your diagnosis for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Do you know, sir?
Last February, I believe.
Okay, to the best of your knowledge, do you know that diagnosis date in February?
I don't have the information right in front of me. That was a blur. That was right before they started hitting me with chemo.
So would you say
Had
like
four injections.
February, like I have to put a date, that's what I'm saying is I could put two. I know you said 2023, right?
That sounds right, yeah.
Okay, what date in February do you think was your diagnosis date, to the best of your knowledge? If you need to change it when you speak to the attorneys, that's fine, but I just need to put a date down.
2/20/23 sounds good.
2/2/2023. You were diagnosed between the years of 2005 and present. Your diagnosis date was February 2nd, 2023. Were you spraying Roundup at home or at work, or where were you spraying it at?
I've been dealing with Roundup since I was five.
Okay.
But yeah, at my brother's farm in the Mississippi Delta.
Okay. Do you know the address that you were spraying it at?
Well, he was all over the place. It's a farm.
Yeah. Do you have an address you can give me?
Well, it's Route 1 Boyle, Mississippi, 38730. I'm trying to
Route.
remember the box number. They gave it later. Route 1. It's Hendricks Farm.
Hendricks Farm.
Route 1, Boyle, Mississippi. I'm wanting to say it's like box 181, but they did that later after I left.
Mississippi. Let me look and see if I can look. What is it, like a
It's
family?
outside of Boyle. Yeah,
Was it
it's a
a f
family farm.
farm? Okay. You don't have it anymore? It's not.
Well, we sold part of it. We
Okay.
still got the home place, but the other thing, you got to understand, see, I was an environmental scientist. I had to go out and do all this different stuff. The Delta is one of the main crops is what they call Roundup Ready beans.
Yeah.
These, well, I was being out. They sprayed this stuff out of the air from an airplane.
Yeah. Hendricks Farming, is that what it was?
Hendricks Farms, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me just get the. Yeah, they have a PO box now, but I'll just put oops.
Is it 181?
It says Hen is it Holly Springs? Hendricks Farming, PO Box 5189, Holly
No,
Springs.
this would be Boyle, Mississippi, Boyle. The zip code is 38730.
38837. Say it one more time.
38730.
Let's see. There's so many farms out there.
Yes, it's an agricultural area, that whole quarter of the state.
Yeah. Okay, I think I found.
Whole
That's
time I was
fine.
growing up, all we ever used was Route 1 Boyle.
Is it, how do you spell it?
Boyle? No, it's B-O-Y-L-E.
Okay. One second. Okay. Did you have any friends or family members that were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that needed help filing a claim?
Well, I had a sister that died from it a few years back.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
The Southeast cancer rate in that place is unreal.
Yeah, I mean, all the chemicals that are being sprayed, and then they don't, you know, they don't tell you, you know, you need to be wearing all the gear and all that stuff. So,
well, everybody buys it in a concentrated form, and then they mix it up in their own application tanks.
Yeah.
Let's just say it's a lot hotter than most people realize when they're putting it in.
Yeah. Hold on one second. And then you are between the ages of 18 and 79. You have a birth certificate, correct?
Yes, I do.
So how many years just approximately were you spraying the Roundup for?
Okay. Seriously, I say five, but I'll say probably from the time I was about 14 or 15 and intermittently up until 3 years ago.
How old are you now?
I am 62, fixing to be 63. I would help out around the farm when I'd go back. It's about 2 hours from me, 3 hours from me.
63, let's do this. We'll do 63 minus what you said, 50, around age 15?
Yeah.
About 48
from the time it came out.
Yeah, 48 years. And then you were spraying it for at least 10 days or more. This is your cell phone I'm talking to you on, right, Michael?
Correct.
You are a U.S. citizen, correct?
Correct.
Do you have any of these illnesses? Do you have HIV, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, or arthritis?
No.
Okay. Diabetes?
No.
Lupus, Epstein-Barr, hepatitis B, or any organ transplants?
No.
Okay. And then family history of cancer?
Yes.
What type of cancer?
Breast cancer. My sister actually had Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Okay. Any other cancer?
That's pretty much it.
Okay. All right. And then you are not on any chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Or you never had to do any other chemotherapy besides the non-Hodgkin's?
That is correct.
Okay. And then your first name is Michael, last name is Hendricks, correct?
Correct. And I'm still under treatment, so.
Okay. And Mr. Hendricks, you don't have a suffix in your name, right? You're just...
No, it's okay. Just Michael Hendricks.
Okay.
Michael
and
W. Hendricks, actually.
Michael W.?
Yes.
Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm male.
Okay. And then what's your marital status? Single, married, divorced, or widowed?
I am recently married.
Okay. Oh, congratulations to you. And what is your date of birth?
1/31/1962.
1/31/1962. All right. And then can you confirm your social for me?
It's, I just love doing this when you just call out of the blue.
You can just give me the last four if you want. It's fine.
1-1-6-5-2. I'm sorry. I'm just real suspicious of anybody.
I don't blame you. I am too. 1-6-5-2. That's fine. When was your first connection between the Roundup and the injuries? Like, was that years later or?
Yes, it was years later.
Would you say like, and then you obviously, when you went to the doctors, it's kind of when you started getting aware you had symptoms and things like that?
I had a lump that came up in my stomach and I wanted to investigate what it was.
Okay.
And you were because getting thought it might have been related to some other health issues that I had had.
Okay.
And they made me right on over there. And
okay. And then you would think that was in.
It came back up, and then I had a biopsy.
Okay. And that was probably in
March.
March?
Yeah. I mean, by the time I got all the tests and done, it was in March.
Okay. So like March 1st, 2023.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, and then what is your current height and weight?
I am 5 foot 8 and I weigh 211 pounds.
Okay. And Michael, I do have Mike when Mike W. Hendricks at Gmail for your email.
That's
What's
correct.
the best time of day for the attorneys to call you?
Later in the afternoon, I teach full time,
Okay.
so I don't get out until after 3.
Okay. And then what is your spouse's name?
Vicky.
Vicky. Okay. And is it Vicki?
I.E.
IE. Okay. And then
Vicky Renfro Hendricks.
Hendricks. And is she, do you know her telephone number?
Honey, I would have to get it. This sounds horrible, but it's in my phone. I just
It's all right. I'll just put your phone number for right now. I don't even know why
let
it's
me back.
asking for it. Yeah. And then, so you used Roundup. How often were you spraying the Roundup? Were you guys spraying it? You were the one directly spraying it, correct?
Yeah, I had a backpack sprayer, and occasionally I'd run the tractor, but usually I had a backpack sprayer, and I'd spray it by hand on the what we
Okay.
call the ends on the cotton fields.
Okay, were you spraying it weekly?
Yeah, at least
Weekly?
weekly, probably
Okay.
sometimes biweekly, depending on the time of the year.
Okay, and then
Normal personal practices.
how many times a year were you spraying it? Like how many months out of the year?
About 4.
Okay, so about eight times a year, and then
And that's not accounting, just using it around the farm headquarters. We used it to keep grass down around some of the outbuildings and
yeah,
the
this is
equipment
just a
yard.
rough estimate. It's about 384 times in your lifetime exposures. You did use it for a full year before your
Diagnosis?
license. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and then you stopped using it. When did you stop using the Roundup? You say like January of 2023, or was it before that?
It was probably before that. It was probably back in the fall,
Like
back at the end of the
October,
growing season.
September,
Yeah.
October.
September probably would have been the last time.
September 1st, 2022 was when you stopped using it. And if you used it for approximately 48 years, you started using it. That's so crazy to think that 48 years.
Don't remind me, I'm not looking forward to the next birthday.
1974. What time in 1974 do you think they started using it? Or just to the best of your knowledge, it doesn't have to be exact date.
It probably would have been in June.
June 1st. All right. 1974. Okay. And you stopped using Roundup obviously because you became ill and started treatment. Is that why?
Well, no, I stopped using because it was the end of the growing season. I didn't realize that I'd gotten that sick until winter.
Okay. That's the first honest answer anyone has ever given me.
Really?
Yeah. You're a good person, I can tell. Okay, end of
Thank you.
growing season. Okay, and you're using it monthly, and you said you used a backpack, sometimes a hand sprayer.
Yeah.
And then did you ever wear any type of protective gear or no? Like
No.
gloves, nothing like that, gloves or glasses or
Honey,
did they?
this is the Mississippi Delta. It was like 100 degrees out there. I was wearing shorts.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, nothing but shorts. I would come in wringing wet, covered with the stuff.
Yeah. I know the last guy I talked to said it would just drip down his back around. His same thing, he was doing it for agriculture and farming reasons, commercial around property. On family
We
home.
didn't know any better.
Oh no, that nobody did.
You know what's really bad? Monsanto had their test station down there close to where I was. Well, they came
Mississippi.
up with a lot of
Oh,
this
real.
stuff.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that bizarre? Okay, and this was in Mississippi, correct? The state of Mississippi.
Correct. Correct.
So it was considered commercial, occupational, and residential because it's a family farm, right?
Right. I didn't have much choice on whether I did it or not. No, not when I was younger, anyway.
And then you were directly exposed every time. And you were the one spraying it approximately 384. Okay. Okay. Do you live near a water well, or did you get your water from a well?
Yes, we did. Right next to where we mixed up the chemicals.
Was it ever tested? The water ever
not,
tested?
Not for the Roundup. It was tested for some things because actually I was a water resource scientist when I was going out doing all this stuff. And
yeah,
I pulled some of the water in there because I was testing it for DDT.
Okay. How did the test come back? Negative, positive, inconclusive?
Negative because it was a groundwater well and it was deep.
Okay.
But there were quite a few things interesting in all the groundwater, the surface water, though.
Have you ever been exposed to other herbicides like Benzyne or Agent Orange?
You mean tea?
Yeah.
2,4-5. Yeah, they spray on rice.
Okay.
But we had to make sure that they kept it away because it'll kill cotton. Just the fumes of it'll kill cotton. And my dad farmed cotton.
So you've been exposed to what? I'm sorry, what was it you were exposed to?
2,4-5-T. Look, I don't even remember all the brand names of this stuff. If they sold it at the chemical supply, my dad was either flying it on or we were spraying it on.
Okay, other chemicals. Okay. This is the first time you've thought to file a claim?
Well, I thought I got away from it when I got my girls out of the Delta a few years back. I actually moved over here about 20 years ago to get my kids out of the Delta. But I still go home on the weekends and go over there and help.
Yeah. And you probably use it around the property that you live at now because you don't think, they sell it at Home Depot. You know what I mean?
None of that stuff they sell at Home Depot won't kill anything. But when I said that we used to mix it up, it was hot.
Yeah. Okay. The concentrate.
My brother-in-law worked for an application company, and you get the Roundup in like these 5-gallon plastic containers in a concentrated form. And what he would do is he would save the empty containers when they were through for me, and I'd sit there and drain them on out. Dealing with we would get like, a cup or so out of each one before we would mix it back up.
Okay. Where were you getting the Roundup, or where was it being purchased?
Oh, my daddy was buying it from a place called Jimmy Sanders for the biggest part. It was a seed supply company. And then again, I'm trying to remember the application company my brother-in-law was working for when I was getting that.
AMC or whatever, that distribution company. And you were obviously getting concentrate. Jimmy Sanders, is that in Mississippi? Is it like a hardware store?
Yeah, that was in Cleveland. That was Cleveland, Mississippi. Now it's a farm and agricultural chemical supply company.
It's an incorporation. Yeah. It's called Pinnacle Agricultural Distribution now. Well.
Things change.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on. Who bought Jimmy Sanders? Yeah, Pinnacle Agricultural Distribution. Let's see.
They had an account with them.
I know. Isn't that crazy? And then did you ever have proof of purchase, pictures, or credit card receipts that you could obtain? Like if you needed to, could you find any of that stuff?
Honey, that stuff is over there, and it's probably long gone by now. My brother still lives back there, but he's all but a hermit.
Do you have anything in your possession still, any empty Roundup bottles or containers? Do you have any in the shed or anything like that you could get?
Honey, it would have been disposed of.
Okay.
This is the big stuff. When my brother sold off the majority of the land, he kept what we call the home place, which is about 40 acres around there. But we sold about 400 acres where we were actually doing the active farming to my neighbor.
400 acres. Wow. That's a lot of acreage.
Well, not for there. It's actually a small farm. My neighbor's farm's about 3,000.
How much, just out of curiosity, how much does a piece of land like that go for out there?
Yeah, right now probably about 5,000 an acre.
Wow. Okay. Okay, so have you ever smoked?
Yes, I have.
Do you continually smoke? Do you still smoke, I mean, I should ask?
No, well, no, just a cigar count.
Does a cigar count? No, I mean, if do you want it to count? No, I won't do
No.
that. Okay, are you currently employed?
Yes, I am.
Who's your current employer?
Itawamba Community College in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Okay, say it one more time. I couldn't understand
I
you.
know it's an Indian word. ITA. WAM.
I found it.
ITA.
I found it.
WAMBA. Okay, Itawamba. Yeah.
Yep, I found it. All right, and you're a teacher?
Yeah, I'm a biology instructor.
And did you lose work because of your illnesses? Were you unable to work because of your treatment and things like that?
Stupidly enough, no, I worked through the chemo. Fortunately, when just starting the treatment in March, I was off for the summer, so
Okay.
we got the hospital is here, and I went and did my treatment and came home and was miserable all summer.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear that. Have you ever been in the military?
Yes, I have.
All right. And what branch did you serve?
I was Army National Guard.
Okay. And just roughly like your dates of service, like just the year. You don't have to give me.
Oh my God, honey, that was okay. I was 19 when I turned
You're making me do a
30.
lot of math.
I know that's why I'm figuring up years. Let's see, I turned
60,
19 when I was in basic training, so that would have been okay, 20, 82,
44 years
okay,
ago.
81, 80, probably 81 to 88.
Hold on, let me see. 80, 1980. You were right. 1980. 81 or 80? 80.
81.
81. Okay, I'll just put, I put
Yes.
1981.
Okay.
That's fine.
I would say 19 and 81. So yeah.
And then
So that
those were
means I
when
signed up.
you were honorably discharged. And you were never stationed at Camp Lejeune or Tool Army
Fort
Depot,
Sully.
right?
No. I was
Those
at
ones
Fort
also.
Sam Houston and Fort Jackson.
Those are the other ones that were contaminated the water and all that. Okay, and do you receive VA benefits? No?
No, I don't.
Okay, have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits or disability or worker compensation plan or compensation plans, plain
I got some
claims?
money out of FinFin.
You got what?
I got money out of FinFin.
No. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Any criminal offenses, convicted of any crimes?
Well, I guess nobody ever came knocking, so no.
And then, what was your doctor's, your diagnosing physician's name? Who was your oncologist or radiologist?
Jiwa
Jiwa? How do you spell it?
Oh, honey, did JIHUAI, I think. And the last name is Tan, little Chinese fella.
TAN?
TAN.
Little Chinese fella. Okay, hold on.
Oh, he's good. A little hard to understand it from time to time, but North Mississippi Medical Center, hematology and oncology.
What was the name of the hospital you went to?
North Mississippi, it's NMMC, North Mississippi Medical Center,
Okay.
on hematology and oncology.
I found your doctor. He's on. I found him in like 2 seconds.
Well, how many GWAS do you have?
That's true. In Mississippi too, right?
Yeah.
Maybe in California, but not in Mississippi.
Not here, huh?
All right, let's see. And then, okay, I apologize. It's like getting to the end of the day for me. What was the name of the hospital again? North
North Mississippi Medical Center.
Mississippi
It's
Medical.
a regional health center, yeah, and it's the
I found
hematology and oncology is associated with them. Of course, they're about a mile away. But
is it the one? It's in Tulupis or Tupis?
Tupelo.
Is it the one? Okay, I found it. North Mississippi Medical Center. It's at 845 South Madison.
South Gloucester.
South Gloucester. Yep, I found it.
Yeah, we're Tupelo, honey. This is where Elvis is from.
Oh, yeah? I did not
know
that.
Yeah, don't come down here. Yeah, don't come here if you don't want to hear Blue Christmas at, Christmas time.
Why is that all they play?
A lot
of
them, yeah.
My dad would love it. My dad loves that music. When did you start treatment, or what did you? Okay, so hold on. Let's do this first. You have medical records to show your diagnosis or proof of cancer. You could obtain them if needed. Okay, when did you start? March what? Do you know the date you started
what
treatment?
We say March 1st, March 2nd, right up
March
in there.
March 1st. Okay,
yeah.
I'm trying to
remember when I started chemo. I tell you when I started. I had my first chemo treatment, like the 7th or 8th, because it was the first day of spring break last year.
So you started treatment like March 7th, 2023.
Yeah.
Did you undergo surgery or just chemo and radiation and immunotherapy?
Well, the only thing I had surgical biopsy. They put
me on. You did surgery first and then the radiation and chemo.
No radiation.
No radiation, just chemo.
Just chemo. Believe me, it was bad enough.
Yeah, and then the immunotherapy and like pain medication and things like that. I've heard it's pretty gnarly. My heart goes out to you.
Well, one thing, Mississippi, whatever else you want to say about them, it meant that, you know, a cancer diagnosis immediately means that I'm eligible for medical marijuana.
Yeah. Is it not legal there?
Medically is, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Honey, I stayed high all last summer.
Well, good. Yeah, I don't blame you. And then in a couple, like, how did it impact your life? How would you say the diagnosis impacted your life?
Just the non-Hodgkin's or both cancers. With everything that I had to take, I was also on a lot of hormone therapy.
I would just say, like, just with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. I know you said you had another diagnosis, but it wasn't related to non-Hodgkin's. But
I was so weak, I couldn't walk across. I couldn't walk more than about 50 or 60 feet, and I would have to stop.
Yeah.
I got so fatigued, I cannot pick up my grandson.
Aww.
A 2-year-old.
Sorry to hear that.
I'm just glad to be here for him being here, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, and you just got married, you said?
Yeah, and just got another 6-month-old granddaughter, so.
Aww.
Life is picking up, so.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. You have a good spirit. What is your current mailing address? That's the last thing I need. We're almost finished.
478 County Road 931.
Hold on, County
South
Road.
Hill. Yeah, it's County Road. That's what we get. 931.
And Saltillo?
Saltillo, yeah.
Saltillo. Okay, and that's a house, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and it's in Lee County. Okay, I have 478 County Road, 931, Saltillo, Lee County, Mississippi, 38866. We do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens to you. I'm just going to put Vicky. Is that okay? I just put... And I put your phone number, your wife. You do give us permission to contact her. Was there any other information that you wanted me to put on the file to help support your case?
You're free to contact my doctor.
Yeah.
And I will tell them, you know.
They'll do that. They're going to pull medical records if needed. That's why I had to get all that information. So just really quick, Mr. Hendricks, I want to go ahead and just verify and summarize everything that we just talked about. You are filing a claim on behalf of yourself. You would like to participate in the lawsuit. You did not have an attorney at this time. You were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Your diagnosis date was 2/2/2023. And you are between the ages of 18 and 79. You do have a birth certificate. You are a citizen of the United States. Approximately, you're spraying Roundup for approximately 48 years. And your date of birth is 1/31/1962. I have the last four of your social as 1652. And then I have, you started using Roundup in June 1st of 1974. Stopped using it September 1st, 2022. And let's see, in the state of Mississippi, you're using it for occupational, commercial, and residential areas. Directly exposed every time, approximately 384 exposures directly in your lifetime, which it's probably a lot more than that, but that's just going based off of what we're saying. And then, let's see. I think I have everything correct. You did have your biopsy surgery, chemotherapy at North Mississippi Medical Center in Mississippi. And then does everything sound correct?
Sounds correct.
All right. So what's going to happen really quick is the system generates documents for you to review and sign. I'm going to send you a DocuSign agreement via text message for you to just open and look at. Once you receive those, have you ever done a DocuSign before? It's really self-explanatory.
Yeah, we've got similar stuff at work.
Yeah. So hold on 1 second. The system just logged me out. So hold on. What I'm going to do too is I'm going to send you a direct text message from my direct line at my desk, which will come from a 949 area code. My first name's Courtney, and I'll be your intake specialist moving forward. So if you have any questions about your case or claim, you can reach out to me if you have any questions. Okay. So Mr. Hendricks, go ahead and open your text messages. It's pretty self-explanatory. You just want to agree to all the terms, adopt and sign a signature. You may have to use your finger to adopt and sign it. Tap all the yellow boxes where it asks for your signature, and then press, let me know once you're able to press finish.
Okay, you want me to go and do that now?
Yeah.
Okay, Courtney K, there we go.
Yes.
You agree? Yeah. There's DocuSign. Okay, I'm hitting start.
Hit start.
Okay, the little yellow one, that's the one I tap?
Yeah.
Remember, I'm doing this on the phone, and I've got big, clumsy fingers.
Yeah, you're doing it right.
Okay, well, that's adopt and sign.
Yeah, you may have to use your finger to adopt and sign it. Sometimes, like, your pinky works good if you have to use a finger.
Adopt initial. I'm getting all the little yellow dots.
Yep. And then you'll come to a finish button.
I just hit it.
All right, perfect. And then 662-266-1749. This is my direct phone number. I'm sending it to you now. Oops.
Well, I got to go in here and tell Android to let y'all through on the phone because normally grabs everything. I don't know. Normally, I wouldn't have even hit accept the call.
Oh, really? So I just sent you.
I got students that worry the hell out of me.
Yeah, no, I got. I just sent you a message from my direct line at my desk. So that's the number that if you need to reach me at, you can.
That's
also,
fine.
I'm going to give you the attorney's information. The attorneys are going to be calling you from a 909 phone number. So you can keep that number to look out for. It's 909-906-3862. But basically, just before we wrap up the call, I just want to emphasize your importance in this role. This is your case, and we can only help you if you're responsive when the attorneys reach out to you.
I understand. Y'all are in Houston.
That's one of their locations. They have many locations, so I'm not really sure.
Okay, where are you calling from? I'm just curious because you don't know much about Mississippi, that's for sure.
I'm
But
all the way on the other side. I'm located in California.
yeah, I
Sir,
used to
we're
work
all
for
over.
San Francisco, and I miss it.
Where did you work?
I worked for an online startup years back.
Where in California?
San Francisco.
Oh, when California was cool. Now it sucks. It's not like when I always tell my kids that now. I'm like, it's not like when I was a kid. It was so like California was a place to live when I was a kid, and it sucks now. And it's
Yeah,
so expensive. It's
this would
ridiculous.
have been back around like 2000.
Yeah, I was still kind of good then. Yeah, I was good then. But now it's just horrible. It's like you can't even have kids because it's like, it's just insane. Insane. But what
I
do?
just
You leave and then you leave all your family behind, But try to get everyone to move.
Yeah, well, that's
Anyways.
why we still got people in Mississippi. We've all got family here. Nobody wants to leave.
Yeah. Well, I know, and that's like, but like when I grew up here, like I could ride my bike, all the way down to my parents would tell me like, leave, don't come home till the street lights come on. You can't tell your kids that these days here.
No, you
Can't even let
can't.
them out in the daylight here. It's so bad. But
Let's all
anyways.
move to Montana and be done with it.
Right? I know. All right, Michael, it was a pleasure speaking with you. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to call me. And then again, any documents that you could obtain to help, support your case, I do recommend doing that. And then again, just remember this is going to be a legal contract with you and the firm, so it's really important you don't discuss the matter with anyone else. And other than that, you have a good day, okay? It's a pleasure
All
talking to
right,
you.
boy.
Wish you the best of luck, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.